Are we ready?
What's up? No.
What's up with it?
Well, if you guys haven't heard, we're coming at you live. It's 97.5. The Squirt.
Yeah!
Dude, I had turned my mic up.
I hadn't heard that, actually.
Welcome back to Drop Dice, the internet's favorite D&D podcast.
That's us.
Where we last left the party off, they had managed to teleport themselves to the tiny fishing village of New Kislev.
Trial and error.
Raw belief in the Lord.
Yeah.
Or lords.
It took a couple times to get Lord. There, but they got there. They did learn the Dread Lord Harkin has that made landfall. And there's armies of the undead coming.
I think.
Probably.
I'm going on record saying the reason he made landfall where he did because he knew I wasn't there because he doesn't want the fucking smoke.
True.
Definitely that, and not that that's, you know, where his boss is going to come back into his.
But he's not going to come back.
His boss? You
know, his boss being.
He ain't going to do it.
Boss, huh? Anyways.
Run it.
Let's give her.
Okay. Do we want to go around and introduce ourselves?
No.
Amber, your DM.
Never heard of her.
Hi.
I'm Kronk.
Hi, Kronk.
I'm Ack.
Hi, Ack.
Zach playing Gregor Blackwolf of Midnight. People's champion. Champion of all
That's Gregor.
Ballwork.
I'm Svargrim. Sup, gang?
So apparently I'm.
Gooby gang.
Gang.
Now.
Okay.
Our public transportation system.
Yes.
So you guys are in this quaint little fishing village. You're on the beach, actually, outside of the village.
Mm-hmm.
It's fully dark.
Mm hmm.
Can I pick up a rock?
I was just going to recommend that.
Could pick up a rock.
I'm picking up a rock. Okay. If I could.
Hold on to that.
If you would mind.
You have a rock.
Cool.
Label it. NK.
Ultra.
North Korea.
What?
New Kislev.
Who has the magic marker? And are they lending it to Ack?
I believe.
I'm going to pick up a rock.
Can I
look? Label it.
Gregor, can you label this one?
And I'm going to label Ack's rock, too.
Thank you.
Can I try to find the shell for Gary?
Roll investigation.
It is the middle of the night.
My bad. Didn't I?
Gregor just dabbing it up.
And you said investigation?
Investigation.
Ten.
It takes you a little bit. You're like, as everyone's like kind of like figuring out where they are, you're just kind of like scampering around in the dark, and you do find a kind of flat, like a scallop shell.
Seashells by the seashore.
A little bit iridescent.
All right, cool. Thanks. I'm going to put it in my pocket.
Okay.
Put it in my pocket.
It is fragile, so don't sit on it.
Oh, I'm going to put it in my fanny.
Okay. It's fragile. Don't sit on it.
I won't sit on my fanny. Okay. Not that fanny. My fanny pack.
Yes.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Is that the bag of holding one?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Cool.
I am going to start heading towards wherever the nearest like campfire is that we saw like some people hanging out or something.
Yeah, there's a whole village there, so you start making your way towards like the nearest building.
Yeah, I'm gonna start looking and seeing like do they have like a small little tavern? Like,
there is a little. Like a little as you come up, you do see what seems to be a tavern. Smell of like food and ale. As you begin walking into town, though, you hear this like, "Hey!"
I'm riding on Gregor's shoulder.
Hey!
Hey!
Who are you?
I'm Ack.
Kronk. Enator.
We weren't
Lord
expecting
Inquisitor
visitors.
Of Matorka.
What are you doing? You see this kind of like younger, maybe like 16-year-old kid with like a very like lovingly but not well-made tabard kind of like walking up to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
People aren't usually capable of expecting us.
What brings you to New Kislev? We don't see many strangers after dark.
We actually are investigating a group of four travelers that were here recently.
Oh, you're with them.
Not with, more investigating them.
Curious
about
what they were doing.
Lord Chalamet send you as well?
Chalamet.
No. Separate party.
Oh. So the investigation already came and left.
Like I said, separate party.
What business did you have with the travelers?
We were hoping to figure out what was found here. There was like rumor of like some sort of dark presence off the coast here. Like some ominous entity.
I mean, the...
We're here to smite it.
The travelers did die. I would recommend you don't go out there. The last people that went out there...
Hold on, let's reiterate. They died.
Half of them came back, and they were very traumatized.
Oh, okay.
Did they say anything about what they found? Or where they found it?
Terrible creature out past the drop-off.
How terrible.
Okay. Very nice.
It ate their friends.
Oh, I can't
okay,
wait.
But damn, how right. terrible, though. Cause that just
they said
happens.
It was a kraken.
Oh.
Very
oh,
nice.
Okay.
Hell yeah. New challenge.
Okay.
Kazook is like screeching. This
dude. Strangers appear in the middle of that. This is fucking nice, bro. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you... Is he mentally well?
No.
I'm a slayer.
No, not at all.
What do you expect? Most people hear kraken and they maybe wet themselves.
It's sir. Just like off his back is just like, ah.
I told you, most people aren't able to expect us.
I mean, Lorette, you don't seem to be, you're not here to cause trouble, are you?
For the kraken.
For the kraken, yeah.
Definitely.
But not for the town people.
No.
Okay. Well,
are they going to stop us from fighting the kraken?
I would recommend,
we'll
you,
recommend
don't do that.
You don't fight the kraken, as you
most
know,
people are. People
but if we were going to fight the kraken,
but would they try and stop us though?
I mean, they won't like tie you down. They just give you logic right. and reason.
I'd love to see them try.
Hmm. Yeah.
Here's my question: who
as long
can do
as they
what
don't
about
try
it?
To stop us, then there won't be no problem.
Anyways,
all right. Well, I guess welcome
no shit,
to New Kids
no
Love.
Shit.
Then.
Thank you. It was a pain in the ass to find it.
We don't get many travelers.
Quite yeah, you're now. Also not on many maps.
We are very small.
Noted.
It seems all right, though.
Back down to 2 horses.
Like, total?
In the town, yes.
Okay.
How's your trade?
That
was not great.
Okay.
Woof.
Well, anyways, do you guys happen to have a place for, like, room and board for the night?
Oh, yeah, there's the inn in town. Can't recommend it enough. Wonderful. Great ale. Great food. Wonderful rooms.
What's it called?
Oh, shoot. What's it called?
And does it have any specialties?
It is the Sturgeon Swordfish.
Interesting.
Very.
The Sturgeon Swordfish?
It's 2 different fish.
But one owns
or
the
is
other.
It a high... Oh, the Sturgeon's Swordfish.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
It's possessive.
Has weird implications.
Who named that?
Our innkeep.
Wild implications.
Yeah, there's some weird implications. But anyway, do they have any specialties? What do they specialize in? Anything cool?
Fish.
Sweet.
And ale.
Okay. Excellent. Anyways, let's... Head to the inn.
Let's make haste.
Get a night's sleep. Investigate this waterfront in the morning.
What's your name again?
Interesting.
My name's Rob. Most folks now around here just know me as Jenny's boy.
Jenny's boy.
Another implication.
What the fuck? Why is everything here possessive?
Jenny was my mother. Everyone knew her.
Okay.
I came along. It was just easier to tell me by who my parents was.
Easier to say Jenny's boy than Rob in what I can only presume is a town of like 15 people?
That's very generous. There's 8 of us.
Oh, okay. All right.
They couldn't remember your name? It's like 3 letters.
Jenny's boy. There's 3 other Jennies in this town.
That's so many syllables more than Rob.
I didn't
mean no disrespect about your culture.
I didn't make these choices. That is what I am called.
Is that what you prefer to be called?
I genuinely don't care.
All right, Rob.
This has been my entire life.
Okay.
You have an identity.
Rob.
Do I?
Wrong.
You're appreciated, Rob.
Robert.
I want you to know that.
I'm going
to
give him a piece of candy.
Does it have lint on it?
Probably. It's been in a bag of holding
you
for a long
are
time.
Are the nicest travelers we've ever had here.
That's
good.
A bummer.
That's, yeah, that's really sad. I'm sorry.
Sorry for that.
I give them another piece of candy.
Some, for some reason, you have no hair on your body, but they're hairy. Like, you're a scaly creature, ew, but there's hair on the candy. It's like, what the fuck?
You just blow it. Just blow on it.
And it's
just
wolf hair. Stick.
Rub it on your chest. It's here you go. Yum.
Oh. Anyways, yeah, we're going to head over to that inn, Rob. Go try and get some Z's. We had a tumultuous journey.
You could say that.
Most people do when they come here.
Yeah, I can see why.
The last travelers
died.
Some of them, I guess.
Some of them. Not all of them. All
right, Rob. The one did leave the town screaming, though. I'm just going to walk away.
You've been helpful. Bye, Rob.
Bye, Rob.
He kind of like waves at you.
Cool. Okay. I'm thinking we get some sleep.
Snacks.
Ack.
That's me.
In the morning, or whenever, really, if you would like to bounce down to, like, the docks, maybe, because you can, like, talk to animals and shit. Right?
I can't do that.
Maybe talk to some animals.
See what the locals got
to say. Yeah, see what some of these fish or something have to say. Like, ooh, maybe they're aware of, like, the location of the Kraken.
Okay.
We can maybe zero in on that. I'm thinking we don't take a boat out. I'm thinking we just, like, walk underwater.
Yeah, I mean, we can all
head out. Yeah, maybe.
We can't fight a Kraken?
I'm going to fuck this Kraken up.
I mean, I can only...
You guys are saying this as you walk into the tavern. Yeah.
So the vision, from what it sounded like, was like, okay, the sword's out there, and then above it was this shadowy thing. So I'm assuming if we can find where the Kraken is, we're going to find the sword.
You're going to find where Fargrim is, yes.
Sure thing,
guys,
man.
Having this conversation, make your way up to the bar where a... dwarvish barkeep is like cleaning a mug and like hears you talking about a Kraken. It's just like,
what?
Ha, welcome, laddies.
Hi, I'm Ack.
You're here to hunt the Kraken for the sword too, aren't you?
For yep. Hold on.
How'd you know?
Hold up.
Who told you?
Is that a tourism thing you got going here?
Is that a draw to the city?
No, laddie. We've just been having so many folks coming through looking for this.
That makes sense.
It's probably the whole end of the world coming.
Yeah,
thing.
There's like this magic sword allegedly here that can like slay undead and shit. So yeah, it makes sense that like now in these very tumultuous times of, you know, raising dead.
Yep.
This would be a popular object.
I don't even want the sword. I just want a new cloak.
I just want to kill this Kraken, dude.
Maintain that energy.
Yeah, we are just sort of...
Am
I not allowed to have a sword?
At least you know what you're fighting there, because the last folks that came through, they just said it was a shadow and then came back screaming about...
That wouldn't have stopped me either.
Voices in their heads and shadows in the deep and krakens and...
Voices in their heads.
You can't get in my head. I'm not even in there.
Yeah, the gentleman that survived just kept... Her voice was there.
Fargrim's just
he kept hearing
geeking.
Her voice.
He's just so excited.
Just so excited.
Oh, voices. Wait, whose voice?
He just kept saying her voice.
Her voice.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a female. Female Kraken. Nice. Or a female rider of the Kraken.
What?
Can well, you ride be, a Kraken?
I mean, I probably could.
Dude, I want to see how tough this Kraken is. My boy Randy gets after it.
Okay. Was the return of Randy?
Oh, no. Randy going to die.
Randy can't die. He just gets sent back to the astral plane and I bring him back.
Emotionally, he can't.
All right.
All right.
Can we get some room?
Yeah. Can
Randy
we get an ale?
Forever.
We got
drink,
ale.
Sleep.
Do you got meat?
We got fish.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I'll take fish. Do you have fish meat?
I have fish jerky. I have fish stew. Roast fish.
I'll have all of it.
All right.
Some furkey.
We got two rooms open for 2 silver pieces a night.
Great, I'll take one.
Everyone else share a room.
I'll take the other.
are we a slumber party?
I'll take another room.
Okay.
I'll be in his room.
Okay.
I'll take a room.
That's fine.
I would ask though that your dog stay out in the stable.
Who are you referring to?
The dogs.
The two actual canines.
Yeah. The wolves.
Skeleton.
I've never seen...
I've never seen this dog.
I'll say that.
Can I stay out in the stable?
The little one is cute, but unfortunately, safety.
I'll stay out in the stables with him.
Cool. Watch the boys. I'm going to flick a couple gold coins, be like, make sure my dogs
fed. So you two are bunking together?
Great. Do they eat fish?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine.
All right.
I'll throw my 2 silver up on the table and take my room key.
Cool. I guess, yeah, we're racking
it
together.
It's kind of cute. It's like a little carved and painted wooden fish on the end of it. Like it's like a keychain.
That's super wholesome.
That is super
I like
cute.
That.
I love that.
They're different colors. And when you go upstairs, the same like type of fish is like on the door. So you know which key.
Nice.
Which.
Oh, nice. That's cool. That's pretty cool. I like that. It's a good touch.
Am I the surgeon?
I'm going to have you guys roll off to see who's the sturgeon and who's the surgeon.
Okay. It's a 25.
Oh, fuck. 11. Wait, what are we rolling up? How are you at 25? What are we?
Do you want the sturgeon or do you want the swordfish?
25.
I would like the sturgeon, please.
No, this you can't cheat with the wrong die.
Yo, dog.
I said roll
serve
a d20.
God of trickery roll and change.
Roll a d20.
I rigged the game,
roll
baby.
A
I got a 25.
I'll do it over you.
Man, this is
reroll.
Fallout New Vegas. The game was rigged from the start.
We're gaming the game. 18.
Fuck, 8.
Would you like the sturgeon or the swordfish?
I would still like the sturgeon. Possessive.
Fargrim, you have the swordfish.
The sturgeon apostrophe S's room.
That's, you know what? That's great because my weapon is a part of me. You know what I mean?
What?
The swordfish. It's got a sword.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah, sure, dog.
Cool. Okay. Kazook is a part. Guys, love me, please.
We do love you a lot.
Is there 2 beds in that room?
No. Both
Damn
rooms
it,
have
too.
One bed.
Good.
Oh. There's only
the
one
room
bed.
Has 2 beds. I'm the only one sleeping in it.
No, both rooms, only one bed.
All right, cool.
There's no bed in the world that will support the weight of both of us. It doesn't.
Someone's taking the floor then. I don't know.
You.
I paid for the room.
Just pull the mattress off. One person sleeps on the frame. The other person sleeps on the mattress on the floor.
Ak is sleeping on top of Scald on top of Bjorn.
See, that sounds awesome.
That sounds so cute.
Yeah, out in the stables.
The boys are big chilling.
Where presumably it's probably pretty nice outside because it's wearing like a tropical.
I mean, it's not tropical.
You're in
it's like a nice beach, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like a German beach. No, German's landlocked.
Yeah, a bit more like. So, I mean, well, Bretonnia is basically France.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, yeah, bro, you're in Normandy.
Okay, that's not bad. Yeah.
Omaha Beach, specifically.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Yeah. It's summertime, so it's like, you know, it's nice.
Yeah, we're doing all right.
Yeah, nice, like, crisp breeze come through.
All right.
One of the two horses of the town is, like, in a stall munching on some hay.
Nice.
I chat with the boys.
So Bjorn eats that horse.
I think you guys would get run out of town.
Yeah,
they only have 2.
The best
they're going to take that really personally.
Yeah, they'll be actually, I mean, they'll rightfully be quite vexed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
We all have a prayer snackies. Circle out there for Ulrich, me, Bjorn, and Skald. Have a little nighttime prayer circle.
A prayer triangle.
You guys inside just start hearing wolves howling, and the barky kind of jumps. Like,
I've never felt more calm.
And then the raspy howling of a fucking small 50-year-old sounding smoker of a lizard. A raspy screeching.
Yeah, this talent's probably like, what
the fuck is dying out here?
You guys do notice as the evening wears on, like, all like 9 people in this town come in first.
Someone had a baby.
someone had a baby. It's here
They're
in
like,
the
what
bar.
What the fuck did those dogs get into?
Yeah. Cool, man. Fucking tight, bro.
Yeah, man.
I love this game.
We're big chilling.
I totally spaced through that whole thing. I have no idea what you guys are laughing about.
I mean, Fargo, that's it on character. The Fargo would just be sitting there just thinking about the upcoming conflict.
Like, big head, no thoughts.
Honestly, like, I have no idea what just happened.
I know only war.
Lore accurate.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah, you guys get a nice, like, big, like, crock of fish stew with, like, a nice crusty loaf of bread.
Damn, all this new Bretonnian clam chowder. This fucking shit hits, bro. Yeah.
Nice. That's
new Kislevian.
New Kislev. Yeah, I'm sorry.
We are in Bretonnia, though. So, you, like, you notice the bread is, like, amazing.
It's a baguette.
It's a dash. Nice.
It's
it is brioche.
The best bread you've ever eaten in your life. And that's like so it's cool. gonna haunt you that you will never have this bread.
I don't know, bro. I'm a big sourdough kind of guy. Mm. It's hearty.
Mm.
Damn. That's
Jack prefers.
This sounds so tasty right now.
I like my dose.
And then like at the as soon as you're done like with your meal, there's like a little like little pastry for you.
Quanto.
Oh, my goodness.
It's amazing.
Wow. I love
it here. Have I ever even canonically seen a pastry before?
I think you have, because when Kaylee had you guys at the guard post, that he brought out snacks and some of them were pastries.
True.
We also went to the ball in Metorica that probably had tons of.
I'm not.
This is better than that though. It's like.
Nah, bro.
It's like a
culturally
giant,
unacceptable.
It's like a giant macaron, but it's filled with berries and like a rich cream.
Yeah, but it's not better. It's just different.
Meat's better.
You guys, I feel like I found my new favorite town. There's a dwarven tavern, so you know the ale's good. Yeah, good.
The ale is good.
There's eight people here.
There's
and Krakens. Two horses. They specified.
It sounds like a great town for me.
Gary could start a
farm. All right, man. You could start a farm here. Have your own little like fishing hut.
I love it.
With Gary. I'm sure Gary would love to live on an ocean front. Nothing traumatic
like,
about that
for like,
him.
I feel like they won't judge him here.
There's an old man kind of sitting at the bar, kind of leaning his. Is Gary a horse?
Wait,
Gary's a fucking giant snail.
Gary might eat you.
He's real big.
He's really
Gary
nice.
Gary a male or a female?
Are you trying
why
to fuck
does that
a
matter?
Snail?
Why? Yeah. Why does that matter? I'm gonna like.
Oh man.
I'm gonna shove my way. I'm a side eye
so hard.
We
right
need
now.
A female horse in this town.
We already said it's not
we
a horse.
Not a horse. Like, not a horse.
That was.
Go. Leave us. Be gone.
That was such a Dennis statement. Leave us.
Yeah. This guy. I don't like this guy already. Like.
Just gonna kind of like mutter himself, horse, and go back to like the far corner of the bar.
He's not a horse.
Female horse though. So like, see, I wish I'm bummed because I wish you had only female horses because I'd get Ezekiel in here and just let him have a good time because he needs a little R&R.
What?
You know? Because he's been going through it.
Okay.
I'm gonna go to bed.
So, I need another ale. Like,
the barkeep just like gives everyone but Gregor an ale after hearing that. and the old man.
My horse on everyone's horse.
Gregor and the old man are the only ones that do not get another thing of ale.
I'm just saying, I wish I could help you as a town. God
just
forbid.
Just trying to let my horse lay pipe.
Yo.
Just trying to let him sow his wild oats and then eat some oats. Fuck!
I'm going to need another clam chowder and another ale.
Can I please get an ale?
I'm actively
parched.
On my way up to my room.
Yeah.
All right, we go to bed.
You threw some gold at him earlier. He's keeping it flowing.
What just happened?
Now I feel judged.
No,
you are.
Fine.
You are
judged. It's fine. Everything is fine.
So the next morning,
I might not. I don't know if
so
I want to move here.
You
anymore,
come to
but.
This town. You have your dogs out in the
screaming,
fucking maybe. And
no. Who would the dogs?
They don't
tiny,
know.
Tiny
they don't
dog.
Know.
And now
there's just your little lizard friend. Weird. Is like, I want to stay in the stable with the wolves, and then there's a lot of yapping and screaming
to protect. Okay, I'm going to bed now because I feel judged.
You are. This is established. There's a lot of judgment
guys,
going
I don't cope well with this.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Fargrim. Give me a wisdom save.
Fargrim, you're sleeping on the fucking floor, dog.
Oh, me? I'm not that smart,
it's
though.
Better for your back.
Good thing that's intelligence.
Six.
So who's sleeping with who? You're sleeping in the stable with the
I'm in
wolf.
The stable.
That's me and Fargrim.
I'm solo.
You and Fargrim.
Me and Farge.
Gregor
Farouk.
Fargrim spends the entire night screaming.
Why?
Why? Why though? Why?
We are the worst people in town.
Not only the bed, so not only so let me get this straight. So let's set the scene. So I'm laying in bed. Just laying in bed.
We finally just got the dogs in the act to shut up.
No, that's the all I hear outside is, and then And then right now, as soon as I'm about to fall asleep, buddy, just Archibus starts blood curdling. He's sleep fighting like fucking Ron Swanson.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
No, Fargrim, you are having terrible nightmares.
Oh, I hate this.
I'm imagining that I'm in my room and through the walls, I just hear Gregor just like, fuck.
And also just screaming.
Screaming going on.
So what I'm going to do. That's what I'm gonna
this
do.
Is so awful.
I'm not going to smother Fargrim. I'm not. But I'm not going to hold the pillow down.
Cuddle?
I will put a pillow over him just to try to muffle some of this.
It's still very loud. But you do pick up a few
hold
things
me.
From it. He's screaming the name Rachel over and over.
Rachel. Where is she?
God damn it.
Yeah, some of it is like, where are you? Some of it is
where are the drugs?
About a fire, that there's blood. There's so much blood.
Oh, yeah.
Rachel.
Rachel, where are you? Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
You sound pretty sorry.
Probably. Yeah.
Sounds very distressed. Yeah, and it's
like
not
you
even
up
like
in a big way.
Blood curdling screams. It's like sobbing screams.
I get that. Falling asleep, sobbing.
Yeah.
Sure, you were just doing
there.
Is anyone like going to cast silence on me?
Ack is outside also screaming.
Damn.
This town is, this whole town is probably like, what?
We wouldn't have done it like nonstop for the rest of the night, but like, you know, for a little bit. Just like once or twice.
Damn, so you don't even worship Ulrich that hard. That's cool, bug.
Oh my gosh. This Kronk, is awful. This is so painful.
You have a fine night's sleep. Like, you have as good of a night of sleep as you have on the road with these people.
You know what?
Oh, these I put my earplugs in.
Actually, no. I know how to muffle this. I'm going to reach into Fargrim's backpack, pull out his CPAP. Put CPAP on it.
There we go.
And then he can barely hear him over the sound of the CPAP.
I also would have read more of my book.
Okay. Yeah, you're learning.
Damn, you stop howling to read?
A Court of Bones and... No,
I don't know.
Acobar.
Bones rubies, got it.
You start learning how to, like, channel magic into an object. Mm-hmm. And cool. It takes a lot of time of, like, repeatedly casting that spell to get it to take. But you're starting to learn the process.
Nice.
I'm just screaming, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm hooking up
terrible nightmares. And crying. All you see is your wife's face, blood on snow and fire.
That's tough.
Oh,
like
my God, dude.
Flashing.
That's so
it's
traumatizing.
Her. It's tough. Fire. It's her. It's bloody snow. It's fire. It's her. And that's just like your whole night.
Does it like wake me up at all?
Wake
or
me up,
am I like in a dead sleep, just like seeing these images?
It's kind of like sleep paralysis.
Oh my god, this is so awful.
I can't even come in there and use suggestion to calm you down because you're immune to magics that charm you.
Only when I'm
only
raging.
When he's raging.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna go in. I'm gonna come knock on the door.
How long do you wait?
Like 20 minutes.
Okay, it's been 20 minutes. Your CPAP is on. You are still full sleep paralysis. Gregor, are you still awake 20 minutes into
Absolutely.
This? There's a polite knock on the door.
It's not. It's almost like demanding.
Enraged.
It's very demanding. Upset.
It's a very like, open the fuck up.
I'm going to open the door and be like, oh, what's up, man?
Hey, we got to do some shit about this.
And I just put a CPAP on. It should help.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm going to.
You still hear just like muffled like.
Yeah. All right. Let me just scooch in here real quick, and I'm just gonna kind of walk past, and I'm gonna walk up, and I'm gonna cast suggestion.
Where you whisper sweet nothings in my ear?
No, yeah. I'm very aggressively telling you, shut the fuck up.
But friend.
And I am just like telling you to like stop making a bunch of loud noises.
Does it work?
Does he have to make a save against?
Yeah, you can do a wisdom saving throw.
Or can I choose to, like, can I just choose to not do that and then be charmed? Can I choose to fail the throw?
Yeah, I believe so. I think you can.
Yeah,
you can choose to fail save.
So I would say you do wake up for this. Like, you just wake up and Kronk standing over you being like, shut the fuck up. And so, yeah, you're just laying there.
You're so loud.
Your CPAP's on. You did not put it on. You're a little, it's a little bit like off, so like the air, it's blowing in, but it's blowing in like just like a little bit wrong.
And there's just snot everywhere.
Gregor and I are just standing over you, looking down, like really tired and really pissed.
Yeah. What's up, guys?
And you feel like a tingle of, and you feel like a tingle of magic.
What are you guys doing here?
I'm gonna wipe the tears from my face because I'm, like you said, I'm crying. I'm just gonna wipe the tears. I'm like, that was a terrible experience.
For all of us. Yeah,
I bet.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
Well, sorry, guys.
Cool.
I don't know how to...
Are you choosing... You sense this magic coming at you. Are you choosing to fail it, or are you...
Oh, does it... I mean, does this feel calming?
Well, I'm going to use some magic here, and I'm going to...
The magic does not feel calming?
No. It sounds irate, like Kronk is.
Yeah, I'm going to make you not be loud when you're sleeping. If you're cool with that, so we can sleep.
It's not calming. It's just like
I can't fix whatever you got going on in there, but I can make it not loud.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Cool. Thank you.
We can't take away your problems, but we can make
we can stop letting you make it our problem.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. That's fair.
While he's asleep, I'm gonna just bless him. Aww. So hopefully that'll help him feel better.
Thanks, Greg.
And I'm going to fart in his CPAP. No, I'm not going to do that.
That is
no.
So
I'm joking, but I will actually.
Funny. That's funny.
Fargrim, you do babe, back to sleep.
Don't fart in my CPAP.
That's funny.
You're just giving so many ideas.
Irregardless.
Fargrim, you do fall back asleep, and it is a more peaceful sleep with Gregor having blessed you.
All right. I'm still going to have... puffy eyes when I wake up.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you guys have the rest of your night is pretty uneventful.
Okay. Thank God.
Yeah. Going through it.
Yeah. I'll say it.
On more ways than one.
We're really fucking this town up.
We're causing a real ruckus. Yeah.
We are disturbers of the peace.
Nah, we're fine.
All I can think of is citation. That, all I can think of is that like frog guy that sings the songs and screaming.
What?
What? Are you talking about Toad?
Toad. Yeah.
Frog
toad,
guy.
Toad guy. Toad guy.
Yep.
Yes.
That one.
There.
Okay. Yeah. It's
it'll be fine.
Not unlike what you guys did in this town.
Right. We'll be gone soon.
So the sun rises. It comes through.
Let the do this thing.
The sturgeon. No, because you're on the sides. So you're. It comes through on the swordfish. Room. Mm-hmm. The sun just peeks up through the window.
Nice.
Nice.
Very calming.
Nice.
Yeah, you got a nice like ocean view.
I'm a little sir outside for a little bit. Get my bearings under me.
Nice.
Yeah. A little walk on the beach.
Yep.
Yeah, that's very calming. There's that little like cairn. It's just calming presence.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Cool.
Wanna go talk to some fish, buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go do some recon.
Oh, okay. Are we going to get breakfast first?
Yeah, let's get some breakfast.
As you are awakened by the barn door opening, the dwarvish barkeep, like, bringing in hay for the horse, and, like, a big, like, three large bowls of fish stew.
Oh, nice.
Yours comes with a spoon.
Heck yeah. I don't use it, but I do say thank you. Thank you. Good morning. And then I'll eat with the boys.
Okay.
We're all on all fours, just eating.
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to put some oil on my beard, get it nice and slick.
Nice. It looks nice.
Thanks.
It distracts from the puffy ass.
That's what I was going for.
You know, Fargrim right now is that meme of, like, that girl who's, like, crying, but, like doing her hair. Like, oh, you know?
I got the hairspray. I just fucking throw it up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Gregor, give me a constitution save.
Con save? Sure.
Yeah. I do my morning prayers and cover myself with oils as well.
Nice.
After I'm done eating with the boys.
21.
You're fine. Like, there's a lot of hairspray in the room, so you, like, cough a little bit, but, like, you're fine.
Puff, puff, pass, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys make your way down, get some, like, it's fish stew again for breakfast, but, like, it's good.
Seeing a pattern.
It's almost as if the main commodity in this town is fish. So and fish-related
they don't import much. No.
There is not a lot of trade.
Yeah. I'm sure red meat is probably quite expensive here.
Yes. That's why they were very happy that the wolves ate fish.
Nice.
Cool.
All right.
Okay.
All right, so I should go talk to some fish or something?
Yeah, man. Let's figure out where the fuck this Kraken's
all right, cool.
bedding down.
Oh, I will put on my cap of water breathing.
Okay.
And I will tell Scald to wait up with you guys on the beach or whatever. And then I will dive down and...
Are you diving? Are you doing this by like the docks? Or are you doing this by the beach?
I don't know. Which one do you guys think is better?
I feel like
tends to be fish around docks, right? Yeah.
See, I had more of the mental image of him just doing a Godzilla style, where he just walks into the ocean. Bah, bah,
bah. That's the tiniest actually, little Godzilla.
I don't care either way. I'll just go out into the water and whatever's closer to a.
The docks are slightly closer than the beach.
Then I'll go to the docks, yeah.
Okay.
And then I'll just jump off and...
Cool. It's a little interesting. As you jump off, there's like this like kind of like looming shadow. Like as you like kind of swim out a little bit, there's like this looming shadow.
Where?
Like in cast? How far out?
Like, no, like you jump in and like you kind of, you're swimming around a little bit, like you're a little bit under.
Beat his ass.
And then like you see like this dark shadow on like the bottom of the ocean. Like below you, and then you look up, and you see a large swordfish. I'm kind of like, Shmi.
Hey.
Shmi.
Shmi.
Hi.
You're not Shmi.
I'm Ak. Are you
he
Shmi?
He said 14 sons, and he's still not here, and it's been 32 sons, and I think he's dead.
Who's Shmi?
Oh my god.
Me?
Oh, do you know where the Kraken is? Also, who's Shmi?
What's a Kraken?
Big, shadowy...
Octopus thing.
Thing that kills people?
Oh.
Suction
I don't cups. Go out by the... I don't go out by the reef.
Oh, so it's by the reef?
By the drop-off.
Okay, by the reef, by the drop-off. Is that way? And I point that way?
It's in the depths. But you're not Shmi. Where is Shmi? Is Shmi still on the land?
Who's Shmi?
Is Shmi another swordfish like you?
No, he has legs like you.
Oh.
He said he'd be back. Shmi. He's not back.
Where did he go?
He said he'd be back. He said 14. I counted 14.
That's
he
impressive.
He said 14.
I'm impressed that you know what 14 is, or 32. But where did he go? Where did he go?
I don't. No.
Where did you meet him?
Here. He said to be here.
Oh.
14. He said to be here.
Well, I mean, maybe just keep waiting. Anyways, but so the Kraken is by in the depths by the drop off over there, right?
Sure.
What's the shit?
Can you find Shmi?
I can look, but no promises. If I find him, I'll tell him you're still waiting and to tell him to come meet you.
Told me 14.
Oh, that's so sad.
I think Shmi's dead, bro.
Well, here's a piece of candy, and I give him a piece of candy.
He like swallows it and spits it out, and then swallows it and then spits it out, and then swallows it and spits it out.
And then, back on the beach, while you guys are all waiting around with Scald, Scald's eyes are gonna blink and they're gonna turn reptilian. And from him, you're going to hear, hey, guys, so I guess the Kraken is
what the fuck's that?
down that way and like down in the dark, creepy part of the ocean where it drops off.
No, I gotta ask, is Scald's mouth moving as this happens, or is it just coming like a radio from like him? Is he a Bluetooth speaker or is he a marionette?
It doesn't specify.
You know what I can kind of imagine?
Have you like guys the idea that his mouth just like opens up,
like Lilo and Stitch, like Lilo and Stitch?
Yeah.
When Stitch is like playing the record,
yeah.
It just
yeah.
I love
his,
that.
His eyes flick to basically Axe eyes, and then yeah he opens his
projecting.
Mouth. He opens his mouth, and
I love that.
Yeah,
so
I found a fish. Also, do you guys, if you've heard anything about anybody named Shmi? There's a swordfish waiting for him. He said he'd be back in 14 days, and I guess it's been 30. I turned back to the fish. You said 31 or 32?
32.
All right. The eyes blink back. He said that 32 days he's been waiting, and he said he'd be back in 14.
Does he know what he looked like?
What does Shmi look like?
I turned back to this. Do you know, can you describe Shmi? Did he have scales?
No.
Okay.
Did he go on land?
Is he tall? Is he bigger than me?
Yes.
Is he bigger than you?
Oh, he might have been one of the four people you saw in your vision.
Yeah.
That were here, the travelers.
Yes.
Can you guys talk to
Hold on.
I can't talk to him while listening to you guys.
Can I telepath you?
If you're close enough to see me.
Telepathy.
Do you have to see somebody? Do you have to have direct, like...
Just, yeah, you're underwater, like, you're under the dock, so, like, it's a little bit dark and murky. So, like, if they're on the beach, they wouldn't have line of sight to you.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm probably not.
I can hear you while I'm in Scald, but while I am talking to him, I have to blink out back to my body.
Boost mobile.
Yeah. But, yeah, well, I guess I couldn't see the faces of the people in my vision, could I?
No.
Yeah. Is he like three of me tall? Or like two of me tall?
Big.
He said bigger than him.
Fish big? Danger men big.
Danger men big. Okay.
Danger men big.
Okay. And 14.
Smaller than a net.
Okay. Hmm. I go back to Scald. He said bigger than me and bigger than him. And like danger man size. I'm guessing like regular people size.
Can you ask him if he said he was going to come back? Can you ask him if he went on land or if he went further into the water?
Back to the fish. Did he go back on land? Do you remember where he went?
He went 14 days.
Yeah, but which 14 direction?
14 days.
Okay, guys, I'm back in Skull.
Yeah.
I don't think he knows.
Honestly, I think I'm kind of over it.
There's only like six people in this whole freaking town. I'm sure if somebody in the last month has been here named Shmee, they've probably seen them.
Yeah.
So we could probably just ask one of the six people here.
I got a crack in a fight.
I'm gonna come back because I think I know the general area where the Kraken is.
Okay.
Right. As you come back,
right, bye.
You notice he's already swimming away.
Right, he gave up on you. I still wave and go bye. All right, I swim back and I emerge from the sea like Godzilla.
The tiniest little Godzilla. Just so freaking cute. Do you do the little like roar too?
No, but the music does play. I don't play it, but the music does play.
We're just all gonna stop and look around for a minute.
The fuck?
Scald is very excited to see you. He kind of runs over into the shallows. Nice. Like, as soon as you emerge, like, your Godzilla moment is kind of ruined by this
it's
giant
Scald
puppy.
That's playing it. He's just sitting there, like, projecting it.
I can cast spells through him.
He just starts licking your face.
Yeah, nice. I let him.
Hey, Wolfwind, I missed you.
Hey, Scald.
All right.
I missed you, too.
So, do we need to go? Let's go try to find out who the Shmee is.
I guess, if we want to help this fish.
Do we want to do that?
Focus on the Kraken.
We
can ask about Shmee when we get back.
No, let's go back to Matorka. Fuck this.
That's valid.
True. You guys didn't tell anyone where you were going or what you were
not
doing.
Not important.
We told them.
Do we ever?
We might not come back.
Well, you told Cressida that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we told someone.
Relevant.
Okay.
Please, let's go get you a new cloak.
We got people.
All right, so we all just Godzilla into the ocean?
I'm diving right in.
We're wading.
Cool. All right.
I have Edgar, once again, as usual, flying invisible UAV over the water.
Scald,
looking for any particular dark spots.
Yeah, I'm going to tell Bjorn to watch Scald. Be like, hey, you guys wait.
Yeah, you guys can wait here.
For us to come back.
Just, you know, keep it low-key.
Bjorn just kind of, like, looks at you, just, like, a deep nod, and then just, like, stares at Scald. He's like... bapping Scald, at the waves. He's just
Scald,
like,
listen to Bjorn. Bjorn's in charge.
Yo,
and Bjorn.
He kind of like deflates a little bit, like he was hoping he would be in charge.
We getting Randy out here or what?
But bro. Bjorn, keep him safe and I'll get you a treat.
Randy.
Like a really nice Bjorn, like a really nice one.
One tail thump.
Like a goat.
Still at attention. One tail thump.
Yes.
All right.
I'm
winning him over.
I'm in the water.
All right, so I'm in the water immediately as soon as I'm one with the surf. Mm-hmm. I'm a summon. Randy is here.
I'm gonna quick full speed run back to the tavern and give the guy like a handful of gold and be like, hey, can you make sure the dogs get fed? We'll be back probably. We're gonna go fight the Kraken and then run away before
he's
can
just
respond.
Like looking at this gold and just like, okay.
Yeah, I don't know how much I threw.
I use a spell slot. I summon Randall.
Okay.
With a triumphant cacophony of dolphin sounds.
Yeah, dude.
Randy appears.
The goat.
Starts like doing like barrel rolls around you.
As you do.
He's doing barrel rolls.
Driving.
Cool.
Eyes slightly different directions.
The boys back in town.
What's
up?
What direction are we going in?
The dark place over there.
Hell
and
yeah.
I point to the dark place over there.
I start shooting over there.
So I'm just going to grab onto Randy and have him tow me through the water.
Nice.
I'm going to hang on to Gregor's foot.
I'm going to telepath, which, by the way, is 60 feet and visible. So I'm going to send some messages around. Be like, yo, let's not immediately pop off with the Kraken thing. Let's try and figure out where the sword is.
Okay.
And if we can for sure secure that, just in case shit goes sideways.
Okay.
So that we're not leaving here with nothing.
I imagine it's protecting it.
Potentially, yeah. But if we can try and maybe get an idea of where it is, we can maybe, I don't know.
If it's dark down there, then I can be invisible and I can search around.
Also,
let me kill the Kraken.
When we get off the reef, if we can grab a rock.
It's a drop off. It's not a reef. That's my bad. I misspoke. I was thinking of.
Still could find a rock.
Yeah.
A drop off.
Once we get to the trench.
Yeah.
You know.
The drop off.
Yes. You're just swimming out there. It's
rack bottom.
Guys, you just make me ink.
2 hours.
2 hours.
You get a message from Susan.
Oh, shit.
What's up, Ma?
That never goes well. There's never.
Hey, guys. You didn't come home. Just checking if everything is okay.
How do I message you back?
You get this like in your head, like a little like.
Oh, sending.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's sending.
Yeah, we're familiar.
Yeah, you guys have done this before. So you get 25 words back. Oh, and then at the very end, it's like, have gift for Gregor.
So I'd say something like, everyone's okay.
Gonna go fight a Kraken.
We're in Bretonnia. Gonna go fight Kraken. Randy is here. Excited for gift. See you soon.
I love that you don't even give our actual location. We're in Bretonnia.
Fine. No, P.S.
That's what you said.
P.S. New kiss left Bretonnia. Zip code.
I was waiting for the
Bretonian postal code.
537.
Randy says hi. That's it.
Just look.
Just as you're being dragged along.
I'm sorry. I got the one hand around.
Cool. Another hour, you start to see, like, in the lake. The water's, like, surprisingly really clear.
Fuck yeah, dude.
You see this, like, dark line.
No microplastics in this water.
Maybe, like, half a mile out from you, this, like, dark line.
I think that's where we gotta go, guys.
That's probably the drop-off.
Drop-off.
Full speed ahead, Randy.
With, like, the chirp of a dolphin, he keeps going forward.
Why a chirp of a dolphin? Huh? He's a reef shark.
Yeah, but
he's
still.
CTE.
He's
the CTA problem. Makes him sound like a dolphin.
My boy out here going through.
I can't make dolphin sounds. I don't want to make our listeners suffer through that.
He is unwell.
He's not crazy. He's just a little unwell.
He's both.
Yeah.
Crazy of love with the homies.
Yeah, for sure. Sure.
Yep, that's what it is.
Okay. So we're coming to the drop off. All right.
Yeah.
Let's keep our eyes peeled.
All right.
Not literally act.
I'm going to take a knife out and
peel
my eyes.
It just means to look around.
Guys.
Yeah, but you're going through, there's beautiful schools of fish. There's swordfish. There's like a little. You see like a giant sea turtle just kind of like slowly.
Hell yeah, dude!
Making
its
way through.
Sea turtles are sick.
Yeah, okay. there's like a kelp forest.
I'm going to actively try and like keep an eye out for anything.
Okay.
Nice.
Everyone that is actively looking out, give me a perception check.
Everyone check.
Otherwise, what is your pee pee?
A pepe check.
21.
I hated that.
Anyway.
21.
Mine was a 7.
5.
14.
Gregor, you're just vibing with Randy. Like, honestly, in the slipstream of Randy, dude, like, you guys are just, like,
dude.
growing out. You guys haven't hung out with Rainy in
people
so long.
Let me tell you about my best friend.
Oh, actually, I have advantage on perception checks because of my shield. Hearted reshark of love in the tube. Instead of a 7.
What did you get, Act?
14.
14. Fargrim, you see a little, like there's just that dark line mm-hmm. you guys are heading toward. There's a darker blot, just beyond it.
Darker, like mass, like
yeah.
Okay, the way,
like there's something there.
Can you? I'm just pass so without a trace us.
Sure. If you all get within 30 feet of me.
Yeah, that might not be a bad idea.
All right, then I will do some Naruto hand signs, and the shadows will gather in my hands.
I'm gonna
and then expend out 30 feet to cast pass without a trace.
I'm also gonna do some hand signals back at the group because I'm assuming I jumped in. And said I was gonna go, so I'm assuming I'm spearheading a little bit.
Sure.
So I'm gonna kind of turn around and be like, "Hey guys, do some hand signals and point towards the area where I saw the big mass."
Having not established any hand arm signals,
well, I'm
gonna then telepath. What the fuck are you saying?
All I did was like eyes on me, and then there. So it's, I mean, it's pretty. Okay. It's pretty self-explanatory. Okay. Like,
what do you see? Yeah. What do you see?
It's like I see a really big mass right over in that direction where I'm pointing.
I'm going to pass that along.
Hand signals before.
You have, but you guys have never like established them. You guys are just like, I do hand signals.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm not doing anything complicated. It's like, look at me and then look over there.
Yeah, we've established zero SOP.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. It's hilarious.
It's pretty universal.
Okay.
It's really not.
Act as an understanding.
This movement?
What does that mean?
Okay, we're done here.
You want me to use laser vision?
So yeah, I passed the message along to the other two that there's like a large mass up ahead and like some shadow.
I'm not casting.
Potentially the Kraken.
Randy, get ready.
Let's keep eyes on that, but let's keep searching and see if we can't find maybe where this sword is while we're undetected.
I mean, do we want to just go to the bottom? Because like, the sword's probably at the bottom, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think if we can, we
let's
can
comb
keep moving,
the bottom. Yeah.
Try and stay undetected, grab it, and then maybe fucking gank this bitch's ass.
We'll keep low profile on the bottom.
See, we could take the sword to shore.
See, check it out. You're trying to do a gank. I'm just trying to run it down mid.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you, dog.
As we get into the darker water, I will turn invisible whenever possible.
Okay. It's like early in the morning. Like getting down to the bottom, you might be able to get some shadows, like in like the kelp forest. But like for the most part, it's just like pretty clear water.
Let's see when we go into the you said there's like a dark section of water.
It's not super deep. It's like maybe like 100 feet deep here, or maybe like 50 to 100 feet deep.
That's not bad at all.
No, it's okay. Not bad. Yeah. It's,
I meant like once we get into like the drop off where I'm assuming it gets dark and deep where we're seeing shadows.
I thought we were already at the drop off.
No, it's like coming up. It's like half a mile out from you.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Let's keep her moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No approach. We are stealthed up.
Mm-hmm.
Riding along the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Riding along. As you guys start making your way here, you notice the fish are like staring at you. It's kind of because it's like, oh, look at the little pretty school of fish, and like, oh, there's a ray, and then you're like, that one's staring at me. That mackerel is giving me the stank eye.
That's weird.
Can we insight check the fish?
Sure. Give me an insight check.
I'm getting some sus shit going on here.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I guess we haven't rolled stealth or anything, but. That's a nat 20.
It's a nat 20.
Nice.
As you're like looking at this mackerel and like 22. Feeling just like these waves of animosity coming off of it, you realize all of the other fish have like stopped and are like floating in place, staring at you.
That's weird.
Well, that's fucking uncanny.
And more fish are like coming and stopping and staring at you. So you're just like,
what?
As you're traveling on, all of these fish, you're like escorted by this like very eerie school of miscellaneous fish.
Guys, do you fucking see this?
Yeah.
I think we have been detected.
I feel like, do I rage?
Our cover's blown.
I don't know how to approach this.
Can you talk to some of them?
Can I?
Yeah.
Hi.
You can talk to animals. So, yeah, some of the smaller fish.
What's your name?
What's going on?
Intruders.
Don't like that.
Intruders.
Yeah, so we definitely
guys are, intruders. They're saying just intruders.
Intruders.
I think we either need to press forward faster or.
Yeah. I mean, we're committed at this point.
All right, let's go.
Try to convince it that we're not intruders. We're also fish.
I'm just gonna hide behind Randy.
I don't know if that's the best idea.
Lie to them.
Start saying intruders back. Just in part of the ship, part of the crew.
Intruders. No, you're an intruder. No, no,
roll
you.
Gaslight roll the fish. Deception with disadvantage.
Dude, pop off.
Hey, Gregor, what's Randy's intelligence score?
I mean,
I know what's happening. I know what's happening. We are basically screwed. What am I rolling?
We're rolling deception with a disadvantage.
Let's see. Well, that's a two, and that's
Randy has a minus five intelligence.
So that's a three.
Bro, Randy's so dumb.
Randy's about to turn on us, bro.
No.
The fish doesn't believe it. And Gregor, you feel like a little ripple go through Randy?
No.
And Randy stops.
No.
Oh.
And Randy turns and begins staring at you all.
Randy, guys, it's me.
Guys, I think we should probably go.
Randy.
Guys, Randy, I think we need to go.
Yeah. No,
down your psychic link with Randy, you just get intruders.
I feel like so I'm gonna grab like the side of his head, like forehead to forehead, and just be like, Randy, it's me. Like
headbutt
with your head that close to Randy, he's gonna try to bite you.
I'm not mad.
The greatest betrayal.
I'm not mad. Get it? No, he's charmed. This is something else. This is not Randy.
Can't you snap him
does
away?
Does a 13 hit?
Absolutely not. He's just like he's my just
helmet.
No, just gnawing.
This breaks my heart.
An unnatural 20?
No.
He's just still like, nah, man.
This breaks my heart, but I will dismiss Randy.
Randy vanishes.
Now I'm pissed. Now I'm very upset.
What's everyone's swim speed?
First of all, we can't fight the whole ocean.
30.
Yeah.
Watch me.
No.
What's everyone?
I don't have a swim speed.
Yeah.
So you can swim 15. I can go 15? 30.
15,
okay.
Yeah.
Can I just like drag him with me? Because my swim speed is 60.
So that would, I believe, dragging
would be like 30, right? Half?
Still faster than
that. Yeah.
I can go 30, 60 if I dash.
I'm fucking Randy right now.
Okay,
I mean,
so then.
Gary.
All right, let's do it.
Shit.
Kronk, what's your swim speed?
I'm trying to look. I think mine is also just 15.
Cool.
Because I've got the cap of water breathing.
I don't think I can drag you. No offense.
Oh, you're good.
Can I hold them both?
Like you hold them both. Your speed would go down to we'll say 20.
Still, I guess still faster than either of us.
But and then obviously I can't dash with them or anything like that, right? I
mean, you can still dash. It
would just you could, yeah, but it'd be great.
It's just another
down.
Movement. Yeah. Okay. I'll just like take them both in on each arm and just. Use my little kickers to propel me.
Can I use my no-show socks of levitation to fly through the water?
No.
You could fly above the water.
No.
We're very deep.
Yeah, you guys are like pretty far down. You would need to like stop and like stabilize. All right, I guess you guys are the experts on that. How low can you get before you need to like worry about getting bends?
Low.
Well, you have to stop at like... If we're at what, like, you said we're about 70, 80?
Are you guys down at the bottom, or are you, like, above the
bottom? I'd like to think we're at, like, the bottom.
Yeah, you're about 100 feet down.
We
would definitely have to stop.
Ideally, then, yes, we would. Well, I mean, technically no, just because we are not breathing compressed air, we are breathing magic.
Yeah.
What gives you the bends is breathing in the compressed air, and then as you go up, it's no longer, like, the pressure changes, so it stops being compressed, and it expands.
Gotcha.
And that's what causes the bends.
Okay.
So
technically, we aren't even breathing oxygen.
No.
No.
We're just like
we're
able
just magic.
To breathe
functionally
because of magic.
Yeah. So that actually, because that has to do with the nitrogen buildup in your blood.
That's not a problem. However, depth pressure would still be a problem.
Depth pressure is still extremely real. But at 100 feet, you're fine.
Yeah.
We're also in a magic universe, are we?
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it would need to be substantially deeper before we're going to run into the serious problems with that.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep her moving.
Good thing you'll get eaten before that becomes a problem.
No, dude.
No. I won't.
Not me.
With your
not me, dog.
Escort, you do come to the lip of this drop-off, and it's like black down below. It gets like dark and murky.
That's where I thrive, so I'm going head first.
You don't see that shape anymore, though.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. The, shape of the big shape?
The big shape. You don't see it anymore.
Can I roll again?
Yeah, you can try to find it. Anyone that wants to try to find it can. As you're just being stared at by all of these fish.
I ain't scared.
And aquatic mammals.
Ack, are you able to cast invisibility?
12? You don't see it.
I don't think so.
To, like, cloak someone else? Because I can cast it and stealth two people, but...
No, I can only... It's not like a... It's not like a spell that I cast. It's just, like, a thing that I can do.
Okay.
As you guys are, like, beginning to explore this area, your little pod around you is going to begin dispersing.
Oh.
They're scared of something.
And you see coming up from the depths.
It's fucking on, boys.
Four giant sharks.
Nope.
Oh, that's it.
Nope.
Swimming toward you. I will need everyone.
I'm just boop on the snoot.
To roll initiative.
Oh, my God.
Get rotated, nerd.
They got to have advantage.
Yeah. Not great.
On that
turn
20.
Its brain off.
You got a 19.
That's 8.
Wait.
All right, initiative. I have advantage, baby. Give me something good.
Yes.
Okay.
First roll sucks.
Fargrim, what'd you get?
On that 20.
Second roll sucks.
Gregor, what'd you get?
19.
Ack?
8.
Kronk?
6.
Damn it.
Okay.
Good. No, it's a good spread. It's a good spread.
Yep.
Action economy. Good spread.
I like when we all roll high so that we can just
move. Fargrim, what's your dexterity modifier?
Plus 2.
Cool.
Damn, that sucks. That means something tied. Fuck. Yeah, it is fun when we all go first to just delete something before it gets a turn.
Ack, you have a high dex modifier.
I do.
I'm just gonna, cool. Fargrim, you are up first. There are four of these giant sharks swimming at you.
How far away are they now?
They're like 30 feet now. 30 like they're feet? They're like coming. So you guys are like at the edge of this like basically underwater ravine.
Yeah.
And it's like pretty murky. And then you see them like coming up from the murk, kind of like in the one of the Megalodon movies.
Yeah.
I forget which one. But you guys know which one, probably.
The Meg 2.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
Academy Award.
Good one.
The goat. Right.
Okay, so.
They're fun.
Yeah.
First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to rage, obviously.
What is that?
Someone is stress booping something.
I'm not.
Not me.
No.
Maybe it's Millie.
No, Millie's not here.
No.
It's a ghost.
I'm actively.
Anyways.
Nobody move. Listeners, is that you at home?
See, you moved and then it went off.
I promise you it's not me because it also went off when I wasn't moving.
All right, so.
Could never be me.
That's.
I wonder what that is, though.
Ting, ting. I don't know. It's not
I don't know, but I can hear stuff in my headphones.
All right, anyways. Okay, so I'm going to rage. I'm also going to... bring up my shield.
Okay.
My invisible shield.
Oh, yeah,
you
do have your magical shield, yeah.
Nice.
And then I'm just Kazook in hand. I got my swim speed so I can get there. So
are you dropping them?
Yeah, I'm going to drop them.
Okay.
Yeah. Kazook up in the air. The runes are shining. Okay. And I'm just like, you know the scene of like any superhero movie where they're coming down on something from above?
Yes.
And they're just like all limbs are just like extended out. That is me coming towards one of the heads of these sharks.
Hell yeah. Okay.
It's kind of tight.
And we're going to try to
hit
it.
Let's go. Let's do it.
All right.
I love that it is now stopped.
29.
29 will definitely hit.
All right. Let's see what we get going on here. I probably should have prepped my dice. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Don't drop them.
Got him. Get it? Because that's the you get it?
I said the thing.
Wow.
He did say the thing. We're so proud of you for saying the thing.
So good. Much wow. Yep, 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 yep.
Here we go.
It's gone.
Decent roll.
What are we looking at?
26 damage.
Ding. Okay. Shark's not looking good. There's blood in the water.
All right. Fuck. Well, then I'm going to hit it again.
Okay, do it.
One attack. Fuck.
That will be a 16.
16. 16 will hit.
Nice. All right. That's going to be...
Guys, I dropped a dice.
21.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be a 21.
21 damage?
Yeah.
That's... Yeah, let's get into it.
Let's get into it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, I forgot that sure I put Gary's slime on it. So it's going to be...
That the poison does wear off in the water.
Oh, it does? Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Then... I'm just going to let it be there. I'm not going to try to... recklessly attack or do any kind of frenzy.
Nice. Well, the shark is going to try to bite you right back.
What a dick.
That is a 26 to hit.
That will hit, yeah.
That is 22 points of piercing damage.
Okay. So that's halved, so 11?
Yes. And Gregor, it is your turn.
This was up. So how far away am I from these sharks?
You are about 30 feet.
Mm. All right, well, I'm going to swim 15 feet towards one.
Yeah. Cool.
And then fuck. You know what I could? Nah, I don't want to waste a spell slot. I'll wait. I'll just ready the attack action.
Okay. To attack with which weapon?
My hammer.
Hammer, cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. After Gregor, one of the sharks is going to swim up. Oh, what's up?
Oh, that's
what'd you do?
What's up?
What did you do?
Oh, I forgot about something, but
it's okay.
This was a league game.
Well, I have this like new thing now with my new level. It says when you take damage from a creature that is 5 feet from you, you can use your reaction to make a melee attack against them.
If you would like to do that, you can definitely have done that.
Fuck that hoe up.
It's a new thing, so I totally forgot about it.
To call that out, yeah.
Yeah.
You just got attacked.
Just pick up. And I took that personally.
Yeah. It's a 27.
That'll hit.
Hell yeah.
Fuck that shark, dude. Fargrim's damage output is honestly kind of broken.
A little bit. We don't have to worry about it.
That's a 20.
20 damage. Okay.
The nails are biting.
Okay. Seeing you absolutely clapping its friend, shark number two is going to come up and try to bite you. And you have taken damage, so he gets advantage on that.
Okay.
He's got pack tactics.
That is a nat 20.
Don't worry about it. A nat 20 would have to hit, right? Even if your AC is 20, because it's natural.
It's more than 20 to...
if you add the modifier.
But it's a natural 20.
So gotcha. Yeah. That would hit. Yes, that will hit.
Okay, so that is going to be... So many dice. Beautiful ASMR. Oh, as I hit my mic. We're not good at ASMR, guys. Okay.
That's very clear.
Yeah. You reverse ASMR.
Yeah.
Nine.
Should I be scared?
Yes.
Yes.
Actually, this is... You're raging. It'll be fine.
Maybe.
They didn't.
Unless these sharks are
roll
doing.
Below a six.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, but I'm sure it's all like piercing damage, so it's not like they're doing. Or bludgeoning. Electric damage or something.
Yeah, it would be bad.
Fargrim, you take 47 points of piercing damage, which...
Did you say 47?
Yeah.
So 23 points halved.
Nice. Ouch. 23, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Easy clap. And
then seeing you swimming up towards them, Gregor, shark number three is going to come.
Hold on.
Come fucking get the smoke, pussy.
Don't I get my reaction again?
You only get one reaction until it's your turn.
I was going to say that probably would have been your reaction.
Damn.
Yep.
Well, since he came into my zone, do I get to bap him because I readied the attack action?
Sure, ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. That is how that works.
This is at disadvantage, though, because you are underwater without a swim speed.
I didn't worry about it.
And it's a hammer, not a trident.
It's going to be great.
Disadvantage, you said?
Yep.
17.
17 will hit.
Nice, dude. Let's go. You said there was three sharks?
There are four sharks.
Four. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
As if there was one shark for each of you.
That's going to be 8 bludgeoning, 6 radiant. And then I'm going to hit him again. I get 2 attacks per attack action.
Okay.
That is also going to be a 22.
Nice.
That
nice.
Will hit, yeah.
An additional 10 bludgeoning, 6 radiant.
Hell yeah.
The power of Ulrich fucking compels
you. Wait, so the first one was 8 and 6?
8 and 6, and then 10 and 6.
Gotcha. Cool.
The power of Ulrich compels you, you fish bitch.
It is going to try to bite you.
It's not going to do shit, though. It's not going to do shit.
That is a 23 to hit.
Fucked. Okay, that might... It's going to sting a little bit. It's going to sting a little bit.
It is 22 points of piercing damage.
All right, cool. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Honestly... I'm really into it, so.
Cool.
It's a 22.
22. Mm-hmm. Ak, you are up.
Okay. So, there's two on...
There's two on Fargrim, one on Gregor, and one that hasn't done anything yet.
All right, cool. I'm going to swim actually a little further back.
Okay.
And I'm going to see the one that Fargrim has really fucked up.
Can
be like, maybe we can finish that one, and he can just worry about the next one. And the shadows are going to gather in my palms, and there's going to be a little light underneath them, and I'm going to throw 3 punches back-to-back, and 3 Eldritch Blasts are going to go at that shark specifically.
Cool. Big hype.
If
you'd like to use the little table that is next to you for rolling your dice.
Sure. You don't want to hear the loud booms?
That we put there for you?
You don't want to hear the loud booms?
No.
The boom bus.
Okay. Give me that boom, boom.
23
will hit.
Beat his ass.
I'm just brainstorming how to deal with a Kraken right now. Just pondering.
Another 23.
Me.
That'll also hit.
And a 7.
That will not hit.
Okay, so 2 hit, and they do
I'm an idiot.
Some sort of D10.
I should have done more damage because I forgot I have my auto divine smite now. So I should have rolled for additional radiant damage because that was just the damage my hammer did.
If you would like to retroactively roll it, you may.
We leveled up and
we did 19 damage.
Yeah.
Our DM 19 is kind
damage.
Of the
force
damage.
19 total?
19 total force damage. I rolled really well.
Nice.
I rolled a 10 and a 9.
Nice.
Cool. It's not looking great. It's just kind of looking bad.
That's a beefy ass shark.
That's a
and then
it's a giant. Like, this shark is like. Lord. Bigger than Gregor.
Damn.
And bigger than Kronk.
What the fuck?
Just like to the sharks in general, I'm going to be like, guys, this probably isn't a great idea for you. And then as my bonus action, I am going to spend a key point to use patient defense. So any attacks on me have disadvantage.
Nice, dude.
Let me make my key point.
Total 14 additional radiant damage total.
Nice, dude.
Nice. So Kronk... shark number 4 is going to come at you because you are right there looking snackable.
He'd be pretty snackable.
That is a crit fail.
Fuck God, he bites himself.
The shark going in to bite you accidentally flips itself upside down and begins struggling and suffocating.
Excellent.
Guys, I'm seeing something.
Turn him. We gotta flip him upside down.
I'm going to rotate this.
Turn these bad boys upside down.
Rotate this bitch.
Kronk, it is your turn.
Okay. Well, seeing that this shark is now an invalid, where is the nearest other shark?
Gregor, who was like right next to you, is currently being bit by a shark.
I would like to swim up on that shark.
Okay.
And I would like to
rotate it. Rotate it, then we just beat its ass while it's suffocating.
Should be with advantage at that point.
Yeah.
Or
would that be considered prone?
What?
Yes, I don't know what the fuck is going on here.
Ghosts.
We all heard that, right?
Yes, yeah, this weekend. So how would we go about rotating the shark? I'm assuming I need to spend an attack to grapple it.
You could try to grapple the shark.
Okay.
We're strong as fuck.
How would rotating it then work?
That's you tell me how you want to try to do it.
Okay.
You just grab it and you just twist.
Are you making a grapple check against the shark?
Yes.
Okay, roll a grapple check against the shark.
Yeah, okay.
The shark knows jiu-jitsu. The ocean is its ocean.
All right. Is that athletics check?
It's
yeah?
even a blue belt.
Yeah.
The shark's a blue belt. The ocean is its ocean. The ground is my ocean. And I'm
athletic
shark.
As fuck, bro. That's a 19.
And I'm sorry, what's you count as? You can wrestle up to large?
I am able to do a size larger than me, but technically with grappling and carry weight, I am considered a size larger because I'm Goliath, so I can do huge, which is why I could grapple gotcha. A dragon's neck.
That you are also able to grapple a shark then.
God damn, my span.
Huge ass shark.
Bro, I got wingspan.
I feel like you just locked this shark up in a fucking darce.
I'm imagining you've got like so a
I got a body triangle
a Kimura lock on the fin.
Okay, where the fin goes, the body goes.
Yeah. Okay, so what did you roll?
A 19.
You are currently grappling the shark.
Okay, yeah. I would like
rotate
to yeah. I would like to apply pressure on the fin and like twist on it.
Okay.
As well as attempt to eye gouge it on the right side. So I'm pulling to the left and then eye gouging on the right.
How many attacks per action do you get?
I believe 3 attacks.
Okay.
So I'm going to attempt to do that.
Give me a strength check.
Okay.
Do you try to flip the shark?
And eat it. Shark fin soup.
An 18.
An 18. Okay. You do begin flipping the shark.
Okay.
And I would also then like an unarmed attack to try to gouge it.
Okay. That's just. I don't think I have proficiency for
you
unarmed.
Do not have proficiency.
No, it would just be.
It's just strength. Base like strength modifier, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Can I borrow a d20? So an unnatural
nice.
20.
Nice.
Oh, that'll hit.
Bro, we're eye gouging the shark.
And that is, I believe,
go blind
unarmed
bitch.
For you is 1 point of damage.
I think it's 1 plus strength.
So then it'd be 5. 5 damage points for eye gouging.
Cool. You begin to like get your thumb.
Is he blinded?
I'm getting my hooks in.
It's like
and
you're like scraping near, but like you haven't like hooked anything.
Okay. I'm trying to use that to like make it turn its head in that direction.
Yeah.
And then like pulling on the fin to try and get it to like rotate its
kinda
body.
Kind of like a fish hook, but
yeah,
with the
I'm
eye.
Trying to, yeah, exactly. I'm trying to fish hook it with the eye and like pull the fin the other way to like get it to contort its body and utilize the force.
Bargrim, you are up.
Yeah. Nice, dude. That's I like that. That's cool.
Put some
cool.
thought into it.
That's cool.
Yeah. How we're right. grappling. A shark.
We out here, dude.
That's how I'd wrestle fuck a shark. Okay?
Shit, dude. Nat 1.
Aww.
What are you doing?
Kazook?
I don't know, man.
Slips out of your grasp.
Go get it, nerd.
I'm gonna go grab him.
Bite the shark.
I'm gonna go grab him.
You will be leaving the... to like go back and get it, you would be leaving the...
attack of opportunity.
Yeah,
man.
So they would be able to get an attack
how
of opportunity.
How far did the axe go?
Yeah,
I mean, it was like during like the...
Let stuff go underwater. Things don't travel super far.
Yeah, but I mean, there still
heavy.
Has to be some
yeah,
penalty.
Just like how far
some
is
big
it's
heavy.
Like you don't have to go far, but you're like far enough that you would leave engagement.
Yeah. Okay,
that's totally fine.
Yeah, I'm just trying to like
gets bite in the
establish
butt.
The image.
You'll be fine. You have to turn your back to the sharks to go get your...
Okay. He's about
which is more of like bit, what would cause...
Bit right on the cheeks.
It is what it is, man.
Bit on the cakes.
It is what
you
it is.
You gotta... You can't lose the zoo.
Yeah, you go back and...
turn around. They're grim.
Both going to make an opportunity attack.
All right. Here we go.
That is a 21 to hit.
You're good, dude.
Yeah, I'll hit. Why are they rolling so high?
22 points of damage. They're like they're basically megalodons.
They're Jesus apex Christ. Predators.
They're lords.
And then that is a... that's a 23 to hit.
Yeah, they'll hit, man.
Okay. that is another 22 points of piercing
actually,
damage.
Can I...
So 22 total for you.
I would like to mind sliver that attack.
That last one? Okay.
What does that mean?
Or wait, am Give I it looking at the right one? Yeah, or silvery barbs. Silvery barbs, excuse me, is the right one. Okay. To force it to reroll.
Force it to reroll. Okay.
Nat 20. No, just kidding.
Well, I mean, because it's rolling at advantage. Does it reroll the whole thing again?
It's rolling with advantage.
It is currently rolling with advantage.
Oh, because he's below.
You must reroll the d20 and use the lower roll.
Okay.
So you would just roll it again?
So it's whenever roll it succeeds. One of them again.
I see.
On an attack.
That's a 22 to hit.
Still would hit. Yeah.
Okay.
Jesus.
Well, I am going to apply my advantage for Fargrim as well.
Okay. I already rolled. I literally just rolled. Whole time
they've been rolling.
Well,
well,
that's fair, I guess. I guess I'll use it on Gregor because it's for an attack roll, ability check, or saving throw.
Yeah, I would because I don't have this advantage underwater right now.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give it to Gregor then.
Sweet.
I just rolled a 25.
That'll hit.
To hit.
Is this on the one you've already damaged?
Sure, fuck it.
Okay. Yeah, 25 will hit.
Okay. All right. That was a low roll.
We win these.
I mean we win these.
We arguably have almost always won these.
Name a loss.
I can't.
Right.
Yeah, mostly because I just don't remember. 18 damage. Our games.
18.
Mostly because I was knocked unconscious.
Cool.
Yeah, it was 18 damage.
It's still what's there. Did you want to make your next attack?
Well, I only have two right now because I'm not in a frenzy.
Gotcha. Okay.
They're in a feeding frenzy though.
Got them.
Uh huh. A fusion frenzy.
Coming in at this opportune moment.
What?
This sounds inopportune to me.
Is it?
Is this maybe?
Is it who I think it is?
Emerging little tendrils coming up.
Actual cannibal Shia LaBeouf.
Dark, massive, gargantuan kraken begins rising with the murky water sluicing off of it as it comes up into the clearer water. Beak. Clacking
nice.
As it screeches at you.
I want that beak.
And as it shoots a lightning storm at you guys.
What the
hi.
A lightning storm?
They can do magic.
Yep.
What the
They're
fuck?
Like sentient magical squids.
I'm gonna need Fargrim, Ak, and Gregor to all make a dexterity saving throw.
Alright, I can add my AC to a dex.
Ooh, I'm good at dexterity.
Plus two to your save, everybody.
19.
Good luck, guys.
19. Okay.
No.
Okay.
You have advantage.
Oh, thank God.
For ability checks, saving throw.
It's a saving throw?
That's much better. That's much better.
You said we get a plus?
You get plus two to your save.
Okay, so 21.
21.
Okay. Unnat 20.
Unnat 20.
28.
What did you have before?
A 3.
Ack. You pass. Everyone else evasion. Fails.
At 21?
Fuck.
You both take 22 points of lightning damage. Ack, because of evasion, you take none.
22, you said?
Yep.
I was worried for a second, but then I
what the hell?
My saving throw
That's
was.
Ass.
And that is where we were going to end today.
My nipples just got cooked.
God.
We might have bit off a little more than we can chew.
Just like...
No, we'll be fine.
We win these.
We do.
Yeah, for sure.
We just need the sword.
We just need to drink some potions, guys.
I forgot.
I have an idea.
Really? I'm the only one that took like major damage, though.
I could potentially take out this kraken in one turn of combat if I get really lucky. No, that would not work because we would need to fight it in a prolonged fight to get it low enough. Mm. I have an idea, though, and I'm not going to vocalize it just
okay.
yet. Okay. Right. But
let it cook.
I've thought about it. Fuck you, first of all. Stay in your lane.
No.
Oh, man. I'm stressed.
Yeah.
I'm
mainly
excited.
Because this thing has already killed me once. For those of you watching, you know what's up.
I don't.
What?
I played in the last session we did.
With the four people?
And
okay.
the four people, I was one of them. And I was also one of the ones that didn't make it back.
Oh, wait a minute.
Damn.
Oh, I did not. Okay, I didn't listen to that.
Yeah, like, that was one of the
I don't
last
think we were supposed
ones.
To listen.
As, yeah. At the no, time that yeah. we recorded this episode, that episode had not dropped yet.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So,
okay. So
when they hear
so
this,
the
they'll have heard that.
The adventures we're looking for, you guys played in
that was
in
the party we played in the
Damn,
one.
Damn, that's actually side really cool. That,
yeah.
That's
but I'm assuming
really cool
it didn't
and
go
I like
well.
You guys.
No.
I think, yeah, I think I'm going to need to take some potions.
Some pots.
I think we'll be fine.
Some louds. Yeah.
Thank you to our sponsors.
Appreciate you guys.
You're cool.
VB As Health, always. Fan Roll.
All of it, dude.
Boosted and Blessed.
Boosted and Blessed.
Getting some dice. It's 4th of July coming up soon, I think, by the time this episode comes out. Maybe it's past. Holiday gifts. Whatever
they
holiday
probably have
it is.
A sale.
True.
Yeah.
Birthdays.
Treat yourself.
Summer
if you haven't
sale.
Gotten
Actually,
yourself anything special recently, you should. Because you deserve it.
You deserve it.
When is this coming out?
They always got fun sales going on.
We should just get Jay in here to do like a 10-minute pitch.
I think we should maybe reach out to him about guest starring.
Being on an episode.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Well, definitely make him do a 10-minute pitch.
I'm sure him and him and Kay would love to play D&D.
That'd be awesome. We should do that.
All right.
Last time they played, we did a one shot together, and it was a lot of fun.
Stay tuned.
I think
for that
would be
one,
a great idea.
We're probably going to do that. Anyways, also patrons.
Yes.
Thank you for your undying support.
The realist
for being undead for us. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Look at that thing that's not there because it's at the end of the episode.
Throw it up.
Anyways.
Also, I'm wrong. This will come out well after the 4th of July. So.
Yeah.
My bad.
Hopefully we don't die.
Cool. We will.
Yeah, that would
we
kill.
Might.
I mean, if
that'd
so,
kill the vibe, huh?
Wait,
if
like
so,
in
I
game
welcome
or
it.
In real life.
Both. Probably
well, if you
both.
If you die
preferably
in game,
both.
I do take you out back and shoot you like.
Yeah, for sure.
So how it should be.
Yes.
Man. Okay. Anyways, on that note, we'll catch you guys on the next one. Maybe.
Later.
Bye.